You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr. And there's the Smugtown Stompers again, Since My Best Gal Turned Me Down. 1968 recording courtesy of Bud Taylor. And indeed, I appreciate that. And Bud, we write to him frequently, and I appreciate him sending me various things. And this was one of them, a couple of things there from a 1968 session of the Smugtown Stompers. Continuing now on Radiola, and I'm Andy Sr., of course. Who else would pretend to be me? That's what I'd like to know. Identity theft, there's never been anything, they really have to, it'd be a question of really bad taste, as far as I'm concerned. On this online-only edition of Radiola, Radiola in Exile, I call it, recording at Posh Radiola Manor in luxurious West Utica, New York, we have now Bill Jordan and George Kent, a piano duet in 1940, playing a song. My wife says I don't play this enough anymore, but I'm playing it now, and she says this version of this most adequately captures her personality, especially behind the wheel of the car. But here it is, Sweet Sue, Just You.
Just you. aisle solitary. I'm a nosy, very, very. I'd like to bet a juicy huckleberry. What you're after is a gal. We're both in luck for introductions are not necessary. Would you like to take a walk? Do you think it's gonna rain? How about a sarsaparilla? Gee, the moon is yellow. Something good'll come from that. Have you heard the latest song? It's a very pretty strain. Don't you feel a little thrilly? Gee, it's getting chilly. Something good'll come from that. When you're strolling through the Wes's, you need a whose's to lean upon. But when you have no whose's to hug a what's's, gosh darn. Would you like to take a walk? Do you think it's gonna rain? Aren't you tired of the talkies? I prefer the walkies. Something good'll come from that. My little heart is full of palpitation. What I need is consolation. I'd like to stage a little celebration in the moonlight right away. I feel all pepped if you'll accept my friendly invitation. And what's his, gosh darn. Would you like to take a walk? Do you think it's gonna rain? Aren't you tired of the talkies? I prefer the walkies. Something good'll come from that. Thank you.
And there's Larry Adler again with the Continental. Conrad Herb Majerson hit from 1935. Oh, yeah. Gotta love it. And Larry does a very creditable job with that there. And that all those modulations, how can you do that? That's amazing. I have one of those chromatic harmonicas, and I'm barely... I don't know. That was a waste of about $100. Maybe someday when I'm totally incapacitated, I may have to learn how to play that. Before that, Billy Marlowe, Would You Like to Take a Walk, from 1932, and that's from a British broadcast 1278, and those are pretty noisy, but I managed to, put a different stylus in there, and it sounded somewhat better. Beginning with Bill Jordan and George Kent, Sweet Sue, Just You. Speeding along there, 1940. And we're not in any hurry. We're just enjoying ourselves today on Radiola. And I have a set of songs that nobody in their right mind would ever revive or sing out or play. But I feel that sometimes you have to give equal time to songs that were not hits and wouldn't have stood the chance of being a hit in any way, shape, manner, or form, except for the fact that they might crawl into your brain and march around there in combat boots. Here is a Lou Gold composition played by Lou Gold and his orchestra, Paul Small on the vocal. And I've been trying to find the space for this for weeks now. But I have to say, these lyrics are just incredible. The song isn't bad. It's a nice tune. And this, I'm judging this my criterion is the quality of lyric rather than just the tune. The tune is generally pretty good on these songs, but the lyrics are for aficionados of the inept. By and By, Sweetheart. It was probably written by his wife, and she wrote all those bad lyrics. That was from 1931.
Find that you're too late. Young Cupid frowned, gave you the gate. By and by, sweetheart, you'll change your mind.
on the other side of Lover's Lane. Why am I always left out in the rain? Why am I always watching sweethearts pass me two by two? They seem so happy, no wonder I'm blue. There's a moonlight side where lovers bide at leisure. There's a cloudy side where I'm denied its pleasure. I sit and wonder if my waiting will be all in vain. Someday we may be together again.
That little jacket of blue, and all the sailors knew just why she wore his jacket of blue. She asked the leaves that fell from the tree, she asked the breeze that came from the sea, where can my lover be? Oh, won't you send him home to me? She climbed aboard each whaler and asked true, where is my boy in blue? Help me to tell me what I can do. The truth they never told her, but tried their best to console her, day by day, till she faded away, day by day, till she faded away. She wore a little jacket of blue, she kept that little jacket of blue, and all the sailors knew just why she wore his jacket of blue.
That record, I don't know what's that. That is just a strange song, but it haunts one. It kind of lodges in your brain and it will not let go. It's like a barnacle on the inside of your consciousness. appropriately enough, a barnacle. A Nona Wynn with "She Wore a Little Jacket of Blue," recorded in 1935 on a British Rex. It's spelled R-E-X, not W-R-E-C-K-S. But You know, that's the other kind of wreck. Maybe it was a train wreck. I don't know. But she wore a little jacket of blue. And I don't know. That just haunts me. And I love it for some reason. Perhaps I don't even want to explore the reason. Before that, Scott Wood and his orchestra, George Scott Wood, and Lover's Lane. And that's a beautiful recording. Lovely. George Scott Wood always did a great job with whatever he recorded. And that was from 1933. But the lyric, again, is almost... I have a great experience in writing bad lyrics. So I really appreciate them when they come up. And that was... That really was pretty rough. And before that, a song that was probably a collaboration between Mr. and Mrs. Lou Gold, By and By, Sweetheart, from 1931. And this is Radiola, and we spare no one in our search for variety in the range of things. And here on and I'm Andy Senior doing that, yeah. In order to lift us out of that morass, we're going to go right to jazz, hot jazz. Milton Mezro and his orchestra. They had to put the Milton in there. In 1938, and I think James P. Johnson's on this session. That's a hot group. Teddy Bunn on guitar. Revolutionary Blues.
Uptown Avenue, I beat and swing out tonics for the folks that want me to. It's a two-bed place, boy, please, we never fail. Come on along and swing with me, I've got rhythm for sale. A Frenchman came to Harlem, he was deep down in despair. Had trucked all over Greenwich Village, looking round for atmosphere. Everybody sent the Frenchman to me on the hill. That kind of good gave the Frenchman a thrill. Come on along, swing with me. I've got rhythm for sale. Scotchman, he heard about it, came to see what he could see. Everybody knows the Scotchman's relief. Everything in life is free. Got good to that Scotchman on Sugar Hill. Jawed himself a loose from a $10 bill. So come on along, swing with me. I've got rhythm for sale. Was looking for a thrill. Said he'd walked all up and down Broadway. Found Broadway standing still. Somebody hit the cap to the Pussifer Tuck. Got the doggone good, the cat ran amok. Come on along and swing with me. I've got rhythm for sale. Came back to the club, thought everyone was well. Says, Mamselle, I love the rhythm. I said, yes, that much I can tell. He says, Mamselle, I kiss the finger tips. I said, no, no, monsieur, the swing is in the hips. Come on along, swing with me, cause I've got rhythm for sale. Don't let yourself get worried. Don't let blues make you wail. Come on along, swing with me. I've got rhythm for sale. Boy, let this music send you. Drink your grog and ale. Come on along, swing with me. I've got rhythm, love the rhythm. I've got rhythm for sale.
Although our love affair has gone astray, not no regret, baby, I know I'll always carry you far away. Somehow our happy romance ended suddenly. Still in my heart you'll be forever mine. Yeah, no regret, because somebody who looks good to you. No regret, baby, sweetheart, no matter what you say. I know our love will linger when other love forgets. So I'll say goodbye, honey, and no regrets. Swing it down, boy, swing it. Yes, sir. Oh, good, good for me. Thank you.
And there's Wingy Minone. A little crunchy, but I love it. No regrets. Indeed, one has no regrets. 1936. And that's from an old Bluebird, beginning with, we'll get to that, Monette Moore and her Swing Shop Boys, Rhythm for Sale, 1936. That's probably one of the last two sides that Monette Moore ever did. She was very popular in the 20s as a blues singer and didn't make that many records in the 30s. So that's at the far end of the arc of her career. Beginning with Mesmero, or Milton as he was called by some, Revolutionary Blues. I think Tommy Ladnier was also in there. A great group from 1938, reissued on an HMV, originally on, well, it was on either Victor or Bluebird, but whichever one it was, it was from 1938. Continuing now on Radiola, somebody was playing some things on Facebook. They were putting up some things by Turner Layton, and I realized that I'd just gotten a whole slew of things by either Turner Layton or Layton and Johnstone. And this is a very nice recording from 1936. Here's Turner Layton recording in Britain. And by the way, he wrote After You've Gone. He was one of the composers of that. So it wasn't just, he wasn't just a vocalist. He had a lot going for him. But this is nice. Very nice. Turner Layton at the piano and singing. Dinner for One, Please, James.
Mr. B, for 50 years come August 3, and he still remembers the night of his master's tragedy. Master's best friend was a Mr. J. James didn't like him from the very first day. He knew his type and the game they played. That night James laid dinner as usual for two, and the air felt as heavy as lead. The master came down, there were tears in his eyes, and he tried hard to smile as he said, "Dinner for one, please, James. Madam will not be dining. Yes, you may bring the wine in. Love plays such funny games. Dinner for one, please, James. Close Madam's room, we've parted. Please don't look so downhearted. Love plays such funny games. Seems my best friend told her of another. I had no chance to deny. You know there has never been another. Someday she'll find out the lie. Maybe she's not to blame. Leave me with silent hours. No, don't move her favorite flowers. Dinner for one, please, James.
Thank you. chasing shadows, chasing love dreams in vain. While my heart keeps on singing just a lonely refrain, chasing shadows, all is cloudy above. Like a shadow I'm drifting, hoping I'll find my love, find my love. Who knows, someday someone may come along and change my lonely song to happiness. Until the darkness fades into the dawn, I'll just go on, I guess, chasing shadows. Just a dreamer am I, hoping I'll find a rainbow when the shadows roll by. Chasing shadows, chasing love in vain, while my heart keeps singing just a lonely refrain. Chasing shadows, all is cloudy above, like a shadow I'm drifting, hoping I'll find love. Who knows, someday someone may come along and change my lonely song to happiness. Until the darkness fades into the dawn, I'll just go on, I guess, chasing shadows. Just a dreamer am I, hoping I'll find a rainbow when shadows roll
to audition for a swell radio post, just to tell you I love you from coast to coast. It's not the money in it, honey, that I keep thinking of most. It's the chance to romance you from coast to coast. Sometimes I start to pour out my heart in writing, but through a mic, the words seem more exciting. So if I get word on the network, honey, I'll sing you a toast. When I broadcast, I love you from coast to coast. Thank you.
Jack Shilkret in his orchestra, Chick Bullock on the vocal, and I Love You from Coast to Coast. 1936. Well, this is as coast to coast as I get. This is about as far as I can travel. from West Utica into your home, basically. And it's, yeah, I like the tune, and it's my own aspiration to get back on the air. If not the network, at least on one radio station that should be up and running very soon. And that would be WHCL up at Hamelin College. So if that's let's hope they swing that hammer a little faster and get that place built. Connie Boswell, lovely recording, Chasing Shadows, one of the big hits of 1935, and that's when that was recorded on a Brunswick. And you don't hear that one too much for some reason. Beginning with Turner Layton, Dinner for One, Please, James, from 1936. This is Radiola, and I'm Andy Sr., and if you are interested in any playlist for any Radiola, this playlist too, it would be at the top of the list at radiolablog.blogspot.com. Links also to some amazing programs that you will no doubt enjoy. Type Radiola into Google, and it comes right up at the top there. No sweat. Someday radiolarhythm.com will work. You can try that too. And all my Live 365 page, by the way, can be gotten, can be reached through radiola365.com. So I've been a domain creating fool these past several weeks, and let's see if I can maintain them all. Getting toward the home stretch of the show, we have Freddie Martin's orchestra. Nice song. 1934. This was a test pressing, but it turns out this was the take issued to be used in theaters between showings of things. They didn't have the organist available, so they played records. And this was a theater special, no vocal. Little man, you've had a busy day. Thank you.
Well, that's all, boys. Good night. You can all go home to bed.
We don't want to go to bed.
But you got to go to bed.
I don't want to go to bed. I don't want to go to bed. Oh me, oh my, I don't want to go to bed. I don't want to go to bed. I don't want to go to bed. Don't like bye-bye, so I don't want to go to bed. What's the use of wasting time in dozing? All my life I've hated early closing. Both my giddy little feet and my giddy little head. Oh, I don't like bye-bye, so I don't want to go to bed.
About going to bed?
No, I think I'll turn in on the old armchair.
And there's the BBC Dance Orchestra, Henry Hall. You heard him speaking there, yes. Oh, yeah. I don't want to go to bed. That's how I feel. Most of the time, I'm up late, yeah. I don't want to go to bed, but I do sleep in that chair. That's true. That chair is a real trap. Around 6 o'clock at night after dinner or whenever I get in there. Sometimes I get up around 9 and I am up all night. So I've foiled the whole impulse to go to bed. So I like that song for that reason. Before that, Little Man, You've Had a Busy Day, 1934. Well, I've had a busy day here putting this show together and presenting it to you. This is Radio in Exile. And I'm Andy Sr., also in exile from broadcasting at the moment, but I hope to be restored to my rightful place in the studio of WHCL very soon indeed. And since we're in a retiring mood, and although I'm not anywhere near ready to retire, here are the Cavaliers, recording in 1926, a beautiful waltz, Trail of Dreams. Thank you.